Hi, and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast, where we delve into the latest innovations and advancements brought to you by Tesla and the visionary founder himself, Elon Musk. In today's episode, we'll be exploring the groundbreaking 48-volt electrical architecture of the highly anticipated Tesla Cybertruck. This revolutionary technology is set to transform the automotive landscape, offering improved efficiency, handling, and production proficiency. Now, join us as we discuss how Tesla's unique approach to vertical integration, manufacturing expertise, and organizational structure has allowed for a seamless transition to this pioneering technology. We'll also touch on the exclusive Secret Accessories team working behind the scenes to create bespoke products for the 48-volt system. Now, ever since its introduction in 2019, the Tesla Cybertruck has consistently drawn attention within the automotive sphere. Its distinctive cold-rolled stainless steel exoskeleton and cutting-edge production techniques have fueled ongoing interest, despite numerous postponements for its release. Now, fans of the vehicle are constantly on the hunt for the newest updates, and the recent Investor Day presentations have sustained a long-rumored innovation: the Cybertruck's 48-volt electric structure. Now, while the 48-volt structure and the systems have seen partial implementation in mild hybrid vehicles, particularly for high-demand components, the Cybertruck is making a significant advancement by substituting the conventional 12-volt system. Now, traditional 12-volt systems necessitate a larger, heavier wiring and components to accommodate high electrical demands. Conversely, the 48-volt system manages high demands more efficiently, diminishing the size and weight of wiring, and ultimately enhancing vehicle performance, handling, and production proficiency. Now, established car makers have been hesitant to fully embrace 48-volt technology, primarily due to their dependence on third-party suppliers who may find it challenging to quickly adapt to new system voltage. In a recent AutoLine Daily interview, Sandy Monroe emphasized that although everyone has been discussing this for 30 years, Tesla's the first to bring it to market and to fruition. And Corey Steuben, president of Monroe & Associates, argues that manufacturers and suppliers will inevitably have to transition to 48 volts. Either the customer will pay or the car maker will accept the profit loss of not adopting 48 volts. And as more automakers acknowledge the advantages of a 48-volt system, they'll likely feel pressure to invest in the required technology and infrastructure to facilitate the switch, or else risk losing market share and also profitability. Now, Tesla's vertical integration, manufacturing prowess, and organizational framework have endowed the electric car maker with unparalleled flexibility to design and fabricate their own highly integrated components internally. This allows for a rapid shift to the 48-volt system, granting Tesla a unique advantage in the marketplace. And incorporating the 48-volt system in the Cybertruck yields multiple benefits, such as more efficient power distribution and management of higher electrical demands with smaller cables. Now, this leads to reduced overall weight and increased efficiency gains. Additionally, Tesla's choice to employ a 48-volt system offers a noteworthy advantage in terms of accessories and additional features for the Cybertruck. Now, according to Matthew Donegan Ryan, a TSLA retail investor who conversed with Tesla executives at a recent Investor Day at the company's Austin base, said Tesla has a secret accessories team dedicated to creating products explicitly for the 48-volt architecture, like lighting, winches, and air compressors. And these products are engineered to seamlessly integrate with the Cybertruck systems, providing customers with an extensive range of high-quality accessories tailored to the vehicle's abilities. And with this strategy, Tesla not only aspires to deliver a superior product to its clientele, but also generates new revenue sources and fortifies its brand image as an innovator and a design leader. Now, Cybertruck fan site CybertruckOwnersClub.com members have eagerly speculated about this development, hoping the secret accessories team will take some of their ideas into consideration. Though the 48-volt system offers benefits in terms of efficiency and weight reduction, it also induces new obstacles concerning complexity and safety. Now, these challenges might encompass the necessity for novel safety features to guard against electrical shock, and the hesitance and reluctance of legacy manufacturers to fully adopt 48-volt systems for consumer-accessible parts of the vehicle are likely due to these potential challenges. And the adoption of 48-volt electrical infrastructure in the Cybertruck symbolizes major advancement in the automotive industry, aligning with Tesla's mission to expedite the global shift towards sustainable energy and transportation. And by developing and producing their own components internally, Tesla can smoothly transition to this pioneering technology, securing a distinct edge in the market. The 48-volt electrical infrastructure introduces new challenges in reducing complexity and enhancing safety. However, Tesla's implementation of this technology in the Cybertruck significantly has progressive and crucial motives for the automotive sector. And with their vertical integration, their expertise, Tesla's going to produce rapid iteration and rapid transformation and transition to this 48-volt system. Now, they're going to reduce the weight of their vehicles. They're going to increase the efficiency of their vehicles. And eventually, the 48-volt system will be in every single Tesla vehicle in the future. And the Secret Associates team, they're dedicated to making these new products. This approach not only offers a superior product to customers, but also generates brand new revenue sources and reinforces Tesla's brand image as a leader in innovation and design. So what we're asking the community here is, what do you think is going to be the first accessory for the Cybertruck? Is it going to be a winch? Is it going to be an air compressor? Is it going to be something else? We aren't 100% sure right now, but what we do know is that those things are rumored, and there's a possibility that we could get one on launch day on the Tesla.com website. And as traditional automakers grapple with adapting to these new techniques and 48-volt systems, this vertical integration from Tesla is seen as the most important factor when they're manufacturing their vehicles. The organizational structure is seamless, and they will continue to be a thought leader and a product developer that's not seen anyplace else for a very long time. And they continue to invest in the research and development, and they're well positioned to maintain the lead for a very long time in the EV space. So they're going to be playing a pivotal role in the world's shift towards a sustainable energy future in the next 10, 15, 20, 50 years to come. Thank you for tuning in to the Elon Musk podcast, brought to you by Stage Zero Productions and hosted by me, Will Walden. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And for exclusive, ad-free content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/stagezero. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.